Psalm 64, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear, and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him. And all the upright in heart shall glory. If you trust in the Lord Jesus, and you've prepared your heart to follow him and be true to him, then you must know and understand that we have an enemy. He is a strong and fierce adversary that walks about seeking whom he may devour. We must be sober and we must be vigilant, because our adversary is one formidable foe. Let us know and understand that he is not nearly as mighty and powerful as our God, and that he is nothing compared to the captain of our salvation, our Lord Jesus. He cannot and will not stand against them. However, let us not be naive and foolish and think him to be some weak little thing that we can sport with and play around with. No, we are commanded to be sober and vigilant, and to give him no place to operate or gain a foothold. He is subtle, he is crafty, he is a deceiver, and a liar, and the father of lies. He is a sower of discord, a worker of iniquity. He is a poisonous serpent with venom that poisons the hearts of men and women. He plants the seeds of hate that bear the root of bitterness deep into the hearts of men. He's green with envy. His lust for power is unquenchable. He is a digger up of evil and a railer and false accuser. He loves to rail on and accuse the people of God. He shoots his fiery darts of lies and accusations and hate at the people of the Lord. He even did so to our Lord Jesus Christ. He uses doubt like a canker to eat away at your faith. He uses lies to bring men into bondage and then uses fear and guilt to torment them. He has no backbone. He has no love or kindness in his heart. His desire is to steal, kill, and destroy in any way possible, no matter what the cost. He is a murderer from the beginning, and he is the sworn enemy of God and man. And he's not alone, but as many workers, servants, slaves, and warriors, both spiritual and physical, fallen angels and principalities, unclean spirits and devils, and men and women who are his tools and workers of iniquity. They are all the enemies of righteousness. They seek deep to hide their counsel. And this enemy of ours is made without fear, and he is the king over all the children of pride. And he is none other than the devil himself, Satan, Leviathan, that old serpent, the dragon which deceives the whole world. Let us not take him lightly, and let us know that the battle is real. However, let us know and be assured of the truth that our Lord and God shall win the war. The kingdom of God shall prevail over the kingdom of Satan. All the evil desires of Satan and his kingdom shall fall upon their own heads. This is why we can cry out to our God to preserve our life and defend us from the fear of the enemy. If Christ is in us and we are in him, then we can know and understand that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Let us stand fast in submission to our God and stand in his power and might, and we can resist this enemy and he will flee from us. No matter how hot the battle gets, and even if God allows him to kill our physical body, like our Lord Jesus and his apostles, let us know and be confident that we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what happens on this earth, the day will come when our God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. And the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. And all of us who are upright in heart shall glory. Psalm 64.